small crew of hunters are moving 1,000 pounds of moose meat from the public cold storage freezer into Chris Guggenbeckler's truck.
What about those loin ones? That's backstrap, right?
That's backstrap.
It's his job to deliver more than 400 packages of roast and burger to individuals and organizations in town. This moose meat was seized by Alaska wildlife troopers. It could have been for any number of reasons. The animal was too young or didn't have the right antler configuration. But whatever the circumstances, folks like Guggenbeckler are volunteering to make sure none of it's wasted.
I think I'm just going to drive up to the Catholic Church. They're going to get a lot of this. And I'm just going to pull out whatever many roasts, take them up to Lovey.
In the church's kitchen, a local chapter of the Alaska Native Sisterhood Association is putting together care packages for elders.
Oh my goodness, these are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Did you make them?
Lovey Brock leads the team.
They'll have moose meat, moose burger, cookies, candy canes, apples, and oranges.
Brock, Guggenbeckler, the Salvation Army, and local churches met throughout the fall to figure out how any confiscated moose meat could best be distributed to the community. Of the dozen moose seized in the Wrangell, Petersburg, and Cake hunting unit this past season, three went to feeding the needy in Wrangell.
I brought a package to one of the elders, and they said they've never gotten package from anybody.
Giving this meat away isn't new in the southeast town, but this year the Stikine Sportsman and Wrangell's Fish and Game Advisory Committee coordinated with the magistrate so that fines for the moose would end up paying a local butcher to process the meat. In years past, a wildlife trooper would call folks out of the blue offering a whole carcass.
Got a call that there was a moose hanging at the hoist with hide on it. And, the person couldn't take care of it.
That's a tough job for anyone, and it's not doable for most elders and folks who don't hunt and aren't equipped to quarter a moose. This year, the 1,000 pounds of meat ultimately went to 120 individuals, plus food banks, a school lunch program, and community events. Processing the meat was the first order of business. The second was making sure any in need could get some of the meat. The organizing committee cross-referenced lists of who should get a roast or package of burger. Guggenbeckler says that wasn't to nitpick someone's need. It was to add as many people as possible.
And we know that there's going to be people that we missed. We've got a list that we're going to try and maintain, and we'll try and put people on there that unfortunately we may have forgotten.
In Wrangell, leftover moose roast will be served at a town potluck in January that'll offer a taste to the wider community. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.